What's happening, my brothers and sisters? What's going on? Welcome to the Smart Sister Show. And today I am piggybacking on my sister, Breanna Joy Gray, and the report she just did recently this week, talking about the lies told by the New York Times. Now, black people, my people, have always known how the media lies through its teeth all the time to advance narratives that are approved by the powers that be. Now, and with the New York Times supposedly being, you know, the quintessential example of journalism and what it is and what it should be and everything else, now we see they have been proven to be liars to put forth the narrative of is not real. Okay, and the reason why I'm talking about this is because, having been a journalist myself, I was a newspaper reporter in my earlier younger days, and I majored in journalism, and my counselor in college was the press secretary for President Lyndon B. Johnson. Okay, so I have a great background, and that's why I've always been pretty much interested in political commentary and the coverage of various stories and how the media has been complicit in keeping different narratives, like I said, of the powers that be on point. And American journalism is the worst. And let us not play like this has not happened before. Miss Gray showed how research and everything else is coming to the fore that the New York Times made up the story by not checking their sources like they should. Because back in the day, when I came through with journalism, you had to have several sources. It couldn't be all these people that you couldn't attribute anything to the way it is now. Now, we don't have news. We have opinions. We have political commentary that is just reported on regardless, without checking sources, without doing what the due diligence that you should. Nowadays, journalism is nothing like what I was taught in school a million years ago. Okay, so basically what she's shown has been the fact that they did not check sources. They did not make sure that the accounts that were related in some of these stories about rape of is not real victims of October 7th. Now, I already know some of you all are so pissed you won't be able to see straight, but it's okay. It's okay, because this has been happening to other people all along. All along. Just any narrative that is promoted by the powers that be, like I said, the media goes straight along with it. Nobody's doing what they should be doing. Now, am I going to indict every single journalist in the United States? No. But when you look at the editors, the people that make the decisions on what is run, what is not, and be that print journalism, broadcast journalism, any of it. Okay, it's the editors and the people that make the decisions. A lot of the reporters, that's why I quit being one, because I could no longer go with the fact that an editor had the choice to change my wording to fit a narrative or to leave out certain facts or whatever, because it happens. It has always happened, and it probably will continue to happen. But that's why this story is so big, because all the truth is coming out. We are in the age of Aquarius. I keep talking about that, where the truth is coming out. People that had such a respect for the area of journalism. You're starting to see how it's been used all along as well. The fact that these whole that took to promote the narrative of is not real being justified in its genocide, then of course any little thing that they could come up with, and of course for some reason rape is seen as more people identifying with that and being moved by that more than killing people sometimes. Okay, and for what reason, how that would have more weight than genocide when you are killing women and children that have nothing to do with Hamas is what I don't get. And yes, I do get it because it just keeps people so emotional and caught up, but yet and still that same story of a recent thing that Brianna Joy Gray brought out was a recent video of four Palestinian youth going through the rubble of their home being killed on tape. Oh, that's kind of okay because it's understood because Israeli women were raped or their children were killed and blah, blah, blah. How many children were at a concert is what I want to know. And then still, how do you make it right that 13,000 Palestinian children have been killed? You can't compare the two. And the fact that this so-called the New York Times, the paper of the United States, lied and covered up their lies and are still trying to cover up their shit. And then you still have people, they're trying to belittle the thing as if it was no big deal. But yet and still, when the same type of facts, you can't tell me not one Palestinian woman has been raped, really, by the people that have the power to control the whole situation. Give me a damn break. Okay, and that is the problem, is that now you need to be held accountable, and that's not a problem. You need to be accountable, New York Times, for doing what you did. That's gonna then that overshadows everything. Then maybe we need to go back and look at how many lies you told before. And you put some little teeny tiny little retraction or whatever to cover your ass. And when it's happened before, multiple times, multiple times. But if it's somebody of color or it's not, if it's not playing to the narrative you want, then that's not so bad. What? Are you serious? Okay, and that unfortunately is what has been going on. And I just support this sister so much for stepping out, being a voice to tell the truth because her own damn co-host on the show, he gets to start rowing and he can't even just October 7th. That's always the go-to. Well, October 7th. Well, what about the last 75 years in Palestine? Okay. And I'm just so sick of it and making light of when you're doing wrong. And that's why I have to give this sister props for standing up and saying what she has to say, because I'm surprised they haven't canceled her the way they do everybody else. Miss Candace, you know now what that means, okay? And let's just call it the way it is. When certain people are talked about and told the truth on, they have issues, and then they go and cancel everybody else. And that is just the God honest truth. Okay. And it is what it is. So I say all this stuff. I'm still caught up in the fact that if you can lie about this in your reporting, you've lied about a lot of other stuff in the past. And it just goes to show what Black people know already is that people make stuff look like, seem like, be like whatever they want, whatever narrative they're pushing. Damn the truth. Okay. And like we say, you gotta know the truth in order to lie. So if you've lied, then you do already know what the truth really was. You just didn't give a damn because you've got to make the whole world feel on the side of Israel. And that is not happening. The whole world sees what's going on. And I'm just hoping the whole world will continue to fight against this. And the more we do it there, we can do it in the Congo, we can do it in Sudan, we can do it in Somalia, we can do it in Yemen, we can do it all over the world where people are suffering and dying and children are starving. And like I've said in my other videos, you know, if you're not dealing with all of it, then why deal with any of it? And that's my thing. That's my take on all of this. A baby in the Congo is just as valuable as an Israeli baby. But we already know in the world that we live in, that's not true. But we have to make it true. And Cornel West just said something I heard on an interview with him. He said, I'd rather die a corpse than a coward. And that is so daggone true. That's what we got to do, people. You got to stand up. You got to do something, whatever it is, whatever you feel moved to do. Just be moved. I can't get over the fact that how many people are more worried about going to a Taylor Swift concert than doing some real activism, doing something that's going to make a difference for these babies, okay? Because it's nothing is new under the sun, honestly. A lot of this is the same crap that's been going on. But when it happens to you, to the white folks, to the whoever that is non-Black, then there's a problem. There's always a freaking problem. But this has got to stop. It will stop. People are waking up. They're starting to see everything Black people have been saying all along is true and will continue to be until we make the difference and we become the change we want to see.